You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
The Ego Boost List Analysis for Ego Power Tools. The green revolution starts with Ego Power Plus. Become a proud partner of Planet Earth today.
Port Adelaide on the menu for Phil Davis to complete, and I say complete, it's to complete for the late trade. His assessment of the key position players, because tomorrow, Phil, you're going to be ditching your time with us on the late trade and be working with Sam Edmund a little bit earlier in the day, that being the final day of Continental Tires AFL Trade Radio 2023.
Is that where I got bumped to? I just been shifted from my guys.
We've really enjoyed it, mate. And in all seriousness, I really have. I've learnt actually a fair bit listening to you talk about footy, particularly these list assessments you've been doing on the key position players. So, yeah, I think as I've been saying to you for some time, if you want to head down the media path, I think you'll be kicking someone else out of a job very quickly. Should you choose to do that?
You're too kind, Dale. No, I've enjoyed it. It's been good fun. I've enjoyed interacting with the fans too and hearing their opinion. There's a lot of passion out there and some good ideas too, which is nice. So I've enjoyed that.
No, it's good. So tomorrow, a full day of Trade Radio 2023 for Continental Tires. It'll go all the way beyond the deadline. The deadline officially is 7:30. There's usually a backlog of clubs getting themselves into the offices before 7:30. They then lodge paperwork, which is filtered through beyond that. So we'll bring you all the changes right up to there and then. And Phil, you'll be with Sammy Edmund, as we said, between 1 and 3. I think Callan Riley will be back in the chair after that. And then JJ, yourself, myself and Brad Johnson will be there to close off play at 8 o'clock. But Phil, you've got a little task left on the late trade. Don't abandon us just yet. You can go and spend your time with Sammy tomorrow. But you've got about 2.5 minutes now to assess the key position players of the Port Adelaide Power.
2.5 minutes. You know, I can waffle and it's your birthday demo, so I don't want to go over time here. So
well, you've got a bit more than that, but I thought I'd give you a lesser time.
No, I don't.
Got.
Keep it less.
And it's
keep
not
it
much
less.
More than that, by the way.
Now, let's go. So let's go there. Let's go there backs, because that is the fastest. So we've touched on Asava just very quickly. If they get him, I think that helps, but it's not a sure thing, Asava. I think we've all seen he's got the physical capabilities to be a good key back. He needs reps. So let's find out where that goes, but it's worth taking a punt. Zirk Thatcher, I do like him. I think there is potential there. He still needs to grow into his body, but there's enough there that I think he's a chance. But once again, not a sure thing, but I think there's enough to worth taking a punt at the right price. Their only truly sure thing on their back line is Alia. And to me, you know, defending's not his forte. That's not the thing he really wants to do, and that's why he needs help around him. You know, he's a second and third defender.
He's an All-Australian centre-half back, isn't he?
Yeah, but that's different. But, like, you can beat All-Australian centre-half back if you've got, you know, a Sam Taylor, a Wiedering or a May around you that can absorb the numero uno. Because he is a great intercept player and a great rebounder from the back half. So, for me, if I could make him the second or even the third defender, I think they're in a much stronger position because he can defend, but it's not what he really wants to do. He's a better interceptor.
And they're a bit threadbare beyond that, aren't they? Trent McKenzie, obviously, injury worries and age worries, it must be said. Tom Cleary, other issues. Let's get to the forward line, Phil, as we run out of time.
And then the forward line, So Dixon, to me, is such an important player, but he's getting old. So that's where Ollie Lord comes in. He looks like he's a good mark and size, still needs development at the age of 21. He's JJ's boy, but let's give him time and see what he can develop. We'd love to see if he could pinch in the ruck. Because Finlayson's been doing that, and I think that's the best thing for him. Jez's big improvement for me is, can he keep raising the floor of his performance? His ceiling's very, very high, but that's probably why he found himself out of the team. Mm. But he's got a lot of ability. Georgiadis is not tall enough. He's 192. He takes great hangers and all that, but he needs some more tricks to his trade, and good luck coming back from his injury.
Yeah,
but Todd Marshall's the man. Todd Marshall's the man. But I think he'll always need a big forward next to him, and that's where Ollie Lord long term, and obviously Charlie Dixon at the moment, will be really, really important for him. He's not a contested beast. He's got great craft, great lead ups. He's a beautiful finisher. He needs to keep adding, you know, more craft to his one-on-one work, but also find other avenues to goal rather than just marks and set shots.
Yep. He's been in the system 7 years now and still is on the improve in many people's eyes.